Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants training camp continues. We've got a great half hour lined up for you. I'll talk with Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, as well as new tight end Brandon Myers. But to get things started, we're going to look at two position groups in which the Giants are deep and talented: the defensive backs and wide receivers.
Each guy needs to develop whatever skill set that they need in order to prepare to beat defenses, beat opponents physically and schematically. So that's our goal, is to continue to develop and be ready to go by the season. Akeem brings a lot to the table as far as being a leader in the room, tremendous hands, tremendous competitiveness, and understands how to get himself into position to catch the ball with a defender near him. Victor Cruz is incredibly explosive, can create separation from any defender. Quickness, strength, and his understanding of reading coverages and finding the way to get open. Reuben Randall is a smooth, tremendous hands, strength, angles of finish, and a competitive nature with when the ball is in the air. Jarrell Jernigan's made a lot of strides. He's made a lot of strides as far as his knowledge and understanding of our concepts on offense. His understanding is improving through the course of this offseason of how to get himself open.
Lewis Murphy has been signed, you know, has been playing 4 years, but he's new in the offense as well. So he's been businessman-like in his approach to learning our offense and also developing his craft and his individual abilities to create separation from defenses.
But Ramsey Barnes is doing a tremendous job in camp, and he's made a lot of strides in the areas that he needs to focus on, which is creating separation from a defender and then also being able to win man-to-man, press man-to-man on his release, and then also with the creating separation. Each guy individually needs to improve. They know what they have to improve on, and that's their approach. And if we can collectively each improve as an individual, collectively as a unit, as a group, we'll be in a better position to help us win football games, and that's really what it's all about.
We want to get back to playing Giants defense. We want to be a physical defensive football team. Not only keeps people out of the end zone, takes the ball away, forces three and outs, you know, get our offense back on the field in great position to score. Corey's having a very good camp, and he had a great spring. He brings a lot of experience to the table. He's been in two World Championship games. He knows what it's all about, and he brings great leadership to our group. Princeton Youngkid, he's great. He's got to experience a full OTA, full off-season program, mini camp, and now he's a full training camp, and he's had a great spring and having a great preseason camp. Jerron Hosey, he's competing for, you know, for a role on the team as a nickel, as a corner, and he's done a great job for us. Terrell's done everything he can to get himself back on the field physically, mentally, and emotionally. You know, it's a tough to battle back not playing football for 2 years. Aaron's excited to have him back. I know he's excited. We're excited to have him back. He loves to compete, loves to play football, and his energy will be very, very helpful to the whole group.
Main goals for my group is to really get better at playing the ball and to make sure that we are taking our proper leverage and eliminate as many wasted steps as we can. And for a role, he brings to the table versatility. He's able to go down and play a tight end. He's able to play on slot receivers. And he's feeling more comfortable in his back pedal and his plant and drive, so he's doing well. Stevie Brown was a pleasant surprise for all of us last year. Right now, we're just looking for Stevie Brown to improve in the run game as well as the pass game. Ryan Money is a guy who came to us from Pittsburgh that we are very excited about. Ryan is a very physical player. Ryan also is a guy who want to know the details, the ins and outs of the defense. Tyler's in his third year now, so Tyler has an opportunity to hopefully step up and show us that he can play the roles that we put him in. Cooper Taylor's a big kid, 6'4". I mean, he's a big outside linebacker type body, but yet he's a DB. For one thing that he brings to the table is that he's smart. Sometimes he overthinks the game a little bit right now, but that's what rookies do.
I think you're going to see a, you know, secondary that not only is a great ball hawking secondary that's great against the pass, we're going to do everything we can to limit the running game and you know, be a very physical force.
DBs on three. One, two, three.
One of the cool things about training camp, the wide receivers and DBs get tremendous work going against each other every day. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll meet new tight end Brandon Myers after this. You're on Giants Access Blue, the training camp report. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. In the offseason, the Giants knew they needed help in the tight end position, and they went out and got a good one. The Giants bolstered their tight end group with the signing of Brandon Myers. Myers was a sixth-round draft pick of the Oakland Raiders in 2009. Myers is coming off his best season. Last year in Oakland, he started all 16 games with 79 catches and 806 yards.
Brandon Myers, he led the Raiders last year with 79 receptions. He's a receiving tight end, but he's also a good blocker as well. And with the departure of Martellus, this guy's going to be a very productive player for us as well. He'll be a dependable receiver for Eli, and he will help the offense.
And we're joined by Brandon Myers. And Brandon, has the transition been from West Coast to East Coast?
It's been pretty good. It took some time to adjust, but now that we're in training camp, it's been pretty good.
All right, so the couple of years that you're in Oakland, some different head coaches, different systems. Now you got to learn a whole new system. Talk about how difficult that is, trying to pick up the verbiage and what the Giants are trying to do compared to what you did.
It's been different. This is my fifth year in the league now, and it's my sixth offense. So it's just been about getting in the playbook, getting on the same page as the quarterback. We ran a lot of West Coast offense out there, and this is a little bit different. But it's been a pretty good transition. I like to think that I'm a smart guy, so I can kind of figure it out. So it's been good.
Traditionally, the Giants have been an organization that emphasizes the tight end, whether it was Mark Bavaro or Jeremy Shockey. And when you look at Kevin Boss, who you know very well,
right,
then Jake Ballard had to step in, Martellus Bennett last year. You got to be excited about the opportunities.
Definitely. When I came here, I met Coach Pope, and that's kind of the thing we talked about, was the success the tight ends had in this offense once they get everything down, all the calls and all that. Really productive players, a good offensive system for tight ends, and it's early in camp, it's been good.
All right, so you have to learn a new offense. Have you learned Popeisms yet, though? Because Mike Pope has a language unto himself.
He does. I started to write them down, but he just has them every day, so we kind of have an ongoing sheet of his one-liners.
Are you excited to get on the field in a preseason game and sort of test where you are mentally against a different opponent?
Definitely. Last year I missed the preseason, and I'm not the type that really likes to miss games. Kind of feel disconnected from the team, and especially coming to a new team, you kind of get out there and establish yourself, and see some things that you might need to improve on. So I'm excited, definitely, for Saturday.
Brandon, we appreciate a couple minutes. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this season.
Thank you. It was good seeing you again.
Good seeing you, too. All right. It's Giants tight end Brandon Myers. Now it's time for Sights and Sounds of Training Camp.
What up, though? Hello, everybody out there. How you doing?
Come on. There we go. There we go, D. There we go, D. There we go. There we go, Dave.
Let's go!
Go!
Make it look right. Make it look right.
Stepping left. Step.
Contact left. No. They say out. If you go out, you're going to lunge. And the linebacker's going to pull you through.
Got to go up. All
right? Go up. Everything is up. Ooh. Everything is up. Ooh. Step to contact.
Do the right thing and get each other ready to play. Get our team ready to play.
Let's get a team. One, two, three.
Team!
A lot more to come here on the show. We'll look at Giants rookies, take you on the beat. But when we come back, the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin, as we continue with Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. And we're joined, as always, by the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. And, Coach, you got that first preseason game coming up, and this is a great opportunity for you to really see how far these men have progressed, isn't it?
Well, it is. 12 practices in a preseason game and all the things that go into it. You know, you're looking for progress on a daily basis. It's slow, but nevertheless, it's coming fast. And what happens in the first preseason game is an opportunity for a lot of people to play a lot of football, hopefully to show the instincts and the speed with which they can play, their hitting power, not tie them up too much mentally, just let them go play and then make some assessments of their ability.
All right, let's talk about some of the second-year guys, because a lot of people say that the biggest jump for professional football players from rookie year to second year. And let's talk about David Wilson a little bit and Reuben Randall. Let's start with Wilson and some of the progress you've seen from him.
Well, he's obviously matured. He's had a whole year in the classroom, which has helped him tremendously. Has a little bit of perspective on it. He's always been a confident kid. He certainly is going to have an opportunity to show that dynamic game-breaking type speed and ability that he has. And hopefully, you know, he'll come along in those other areas that we continue to talk about, pass protection, catching the ball out of the backfield, that type of thing.
Has Reuben Randall shown you more consistency this year?
Reuben came in. He's been very good at a lot of the areas that we weren't so happy with in the beginning. He's always been a solid, solid guy. Just I don't know that his maturity level was where it should be. It is pretty much now. And what he's done early on in camp here is he goes and gets the ball.
How about Jaron Hosley? Last year he had to play in different spots for you. You got Aaron Ross back, so you have some more veteran presence there, but it's got to be a good situation with the mix of veterans and young guys you have.
Well, Hosley's a guy we're looking for him to be a prime contributor in a lot of different ways. He's back there on the punt return aspect. We need him as a corner, as a nickel, you know, because of his speed, because of his quickness. So, yeah, we're expecting him to take a big step.
Are you excited about watching the linebackers compete in a game situation?
Well, that's going to be a big thing for us. Is the linebacker situation, they've worked very well coming through the first 8 or 9 practices. They appear to really do a good job with their assignments. Let's see how it is. And the good thing about starting out with the Steelers, you know it's going to be physical, and therefore you'll make some decisions based on that.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll do it again next week. That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. Time for this week's Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal. We take a look at the shoulder injury with Dr. Rodeo and Charles Way.
Hello, everyone. I'm Charles Way, former fullback of the New York Giants. Professional athletes work hard and understand that general fitness and health are at the core of their training. But we also realize that everyone needs to learn how to stay fit in order to avoid injuries. Well, I'm here with my friends at the Hospital for Special Surgery, the official hospital of the New York Giants, and they're here to help us learn how to get fit like the Giants. I'm here with Dr. Scott Rodeo, sports medicine orthopedic surgeon at the Hospital for Special Surgery and associate team physician for the New York Giants. Dr. Rodeo, as you're well aware, I took a lot of hits in my day, and over the past few years, I've been feeling a lot of pain in my joints and in my shoulder. I know you work with a lot of athletes with shoulder injuries. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
You're right, Charles. Shoulder injuries are very common in athletes. And the shoulder is a complex joint. The shoulder is an inherently unstable joint. It has the most range of motion of any joint in the body, and that's why it is involved in many sports activities. But as a result, there's a potential for instability and susceptibility to injury. You know, a strengthening program is a very important way to both prevent and treat shoulder injury. We're here today with our colleague from the Hospital for Special Surgery, Jessica Hetler, to review with us a comprehensive strengthening program for the shoulder.
So for our first exercise, we're going to do a wall push-up. All right, Charles? So why don't you put your hands up here on the wall at shoulder level? We're going to do this to strengthen your shoulder stabilizers and your core. So why don't you press down into a push-up position, come back out. That's great. One more, Charles. Now this time, let's advance it. Now come back up, side shuffle 2 steps to your right, go right back, Charles, back up to the wall. Wall push-up again, so just like pass protection during a pass rush. For our second exercise, we're going to work like Eli Manning, like our quarterback. So Charles, I want you to hold the football as I have resistance on you. Mm-hmm. Get in that ready position, core on, that's your powerhouse, okay? Shoulder back, I want you raised up into a diagonal pattern and bring it back down, controlled. Good, bring it right up, get into that throwing position, wind up, and he's ready to throw.
Still Still to come on the program, we'll take a look at some Giants rookies and take you on the beat when we return to Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Still to come, we'll take you on the beat with Om Yongmyksook of ESPN New York, but now we take a look at a pair of Giants rookies, fourth-round pick Ryan Nassib and fifth-round pick Cooper Taylor out of Richmond.
Cooper Taylor, safety, University of Richmond.
Cooper Taylor is free safety, strong safety from Richmond. He was a transfer from Georgia Tech. Cooper's uncommon size for the position, uncommon workout numbers. Richmond moved him around a lot, so we like his versatility.
Big and fast. That's what I would describe my play as. I can run a little bit for a big guy, but being a big guy, I think I offer a little bit of physicality to it as well.
We first looked at Cooper, we thought about, three safety package and Perry Few's defense, that he'd be a great fit for that package. And obviously, he'll have to help us on special teams, and eventually hope he can push for the starting lineup back in the secondary.
My goal is just to get better every day. It's something that Coach Coughlin preaches, and the safeties and secondary coaches teaches, is a constant continual improvement. It's something you've got to get better every day to prove you're going to make this team.
Ryan Nassib, quarterback, Syracuse University.
Ryan Nassib, quarterback from Syracuse. A guy who really were shocked that was there in the fourth round, a guy we thought could go in the first or second round easily. Ryan's a competitor, he's a leader, a tough guy for the position.
Well, I think I'm a traditional pro-style quarterback with, in the pocket, reading defenses and delivering accurate balls on time. Similar to the quarterbacks in this system, which I think I'm a good fit for.
Ryan Nassib has a strong arm, has the quarterback mentality that you like for the National Football League. We think he'll be a really good backup spot player. Obviously, Eli's still in the prime. Hopefully he won't get on the field anytime soon. But if he does, we think he has the tools to be a good football player for us.
My biggest goal right now is really just to learn and get better every day. I set personal goals for myself each day. I go out to practice that. I want to learn, one new concept better than, I did the day before. So right now, all I'm trying to do is just get better.
The running back, we've been watching a lot. It's really hard to watch and practice and see, obviously. But I think it's going to be a timeshare between David Wilson and Andre Brown. I think Wilson's going to start. And I think, actually, I'm excited about seeing these two guys because I think they bring such different skill sets and different strengths. Obviously, Wilson's the home run hitter with the incredible speed, elusive ability. And then Brown's kind of more the complete back that I think the Giants like. And I do think that Tom Coughlin is probably going to go with the hot hand. I think Brown's going to be the goal line back. I think Wilson's going to start. And then, obviously, if Wilson gets it going, they're going to stick with him. And I think Tom Coughlin ideally would like a third back to emerge so he could have something like that Brandon Jacobs, Ahmad Bradshaw, Derek Ward type of triple threat. But until then, I think these two guys are going to be the dual threat that the Giants are looking for.
That wraps it up for this week's show. The Giants continue training camp next week here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. If you'd like to come out and watch practice, make sure you go to Giants.com and also follow the Giants at Facebook.com/New York Giants and, of course, on Twitter @Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants.